Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still-life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m., with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m., and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon Field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONI for our annual WONI Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Thank you. To WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. It's Alumni Weekend, and this is Jess and Becca. Awesome show. Great job.
Great job.
Yay. You probably don't know us because we do not go here anymore.
We feel like 18-year-olds.
And we look like 18.
We definitely look like there's no part of me that says millennial right now.
No.
Like, if you look at my pants, they're definitely not skinny jeans.
No.
And my part is definitely not to the side.
Jess, you're so right. I think when we walked on this campus and everyone is looking at us, they're like, where?
They're like, oh,
what's
she
a major?
Me and my she in my math class?
We're passing for sure as young children. I actually can't see Jess's face at all right now because she's behind, oh, there you are, because she's behind a computer, but it's fine.
Hi.
Hello. When did we go here? We graduated in 2015.
2011.
What? Oh, yes.
What? 2011.
Yes, and we left in 2015, and but we come back every year because we love this alumni weekend very dearly, so we will be here until 2 o'clock.
And until they charge us $300.
Yes.
No matter the cost, I will be here.
I will be here because this, I live, we live for this. We talk about it for months, honestly.
It's like Christmas.
If they would let us come more often.
We would.
So what else do we have to say? What are we playing next, Jessica?
I don't know. I think we're just saying a howdy hello right now. next, I have a song that's probably going to be my top song of 2026.
Whoa, starting strong.
Starting strong. It's called A Great Design by Black Marble. I don't know. Never heard any other songs by them before, but I really love it. It reminds me of like... It reminds me of like a computer from the 1990s.
Okay.
Like visualize that and like like a sunny day in the 1990s before anything bad ever happened.
That's don't you wish you could
what I would do to give back to that.
I would do anything. When we were driving here, it was reminiscent of a simpler time.
Of the good old days.
The good old days.
We're outside playing.
Yes.
Get off those screens.
We saw a horse and buggy.
We saw a horse rolling around.
We did.
That horse isn't watching an iPad.
No. Get off your iPads and go outside.
And on that note, here is A Great Design.
We'll be right back. If this was a cold war, we could keep each other warm. I said on the first occasion that I met Marie, we were crawling through the hedge that was the Mrs. Silo door. And I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs. And I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse, she asked me. I won her over singing W-W-I-I-I. We smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or something. And you would keep the warhead missile silo good as new. And I watched you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cut, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought, and all night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take, making love and then ransack the rations? When I think about you leaving now, and the avalanche cascades, and my eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stayed and we could stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. Oh, we could hold each other close and stay up every night, looking up into the dark like it's the night sky. Pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead. Carve our name and hearts into the warhead. Oh Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above. That our love would never have life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because. As our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one. W-W-I-I-I, will we ever really care where it ended? Will you hold me here forever, like you're holding me tonight? I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted.
Just tell me what I should do.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. That was Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes. That song is so good. Every time I hear it, I just feel so passionately about Fleet Foxes. And they're a great band, but hearing that song live in an actual apple orchard was literally the right at Beacon Skiff in Lafayette. It's an actual apple orchard, and they talk about an apple orchard in the song. It was a transcendent experience, and I'm having deja vu because I think sometimes when we come here and we play songs by our favorite artists and then we tell stories about seeing them live, we've like told the story before, you know, like, so I don't remember if I talked about seeing them at Beacon Skiff.
We probably did.
Already.
We probably did.
Although not that there's like, we have dying fans here that are remembering every we could probably have the same exact conversations, and we probably do, as we do every year, so that's fine.
Certainly do. Before that, not right before that, but before that, we played a Wilco song, and they're coming to Beacon Skiff in June, and we've thrown out the idea of going to see them, which I would love
too,
because I'm like, I really like Wilco, but I'm not like a diehard fan where if they don't play that song.
But that's nice sometimes.
Out. Isn't that so nice? It just lets you sit back and enjoy.
Yes. Those are the concerts that I actually enjoy more almost. Like
the
when I see.
Stakes are low.
Yeah. When I see, like when we see Bright Eyes, I love Bright Eyes. And there's some songs that I desperately am like gnawing at the bars of Mike Cage just to hear live. And every time they're going to play a new song, I'm like, please play this song. And they don't play it. And it's genuinely stresses me out.
That just means you got to keep trying.
Yeah, so it's true. And I will always keep trying. And thankfully, Bright Eyes continues to play many shows.
Let's talk about that show again.
And I will be there. Let's talk about that show again.
Was great. Alex G opened.
Oh, yeah.
And Alex G, I first heard here at the radio station when I was music director.
I didn't even know that.
Way back when I was a little music director.
You were a great music director.
Fell in love. There's an album by Alex G that the cover is like, don't judge an album by its cover. Because it's literally like a football man running on a football field.
A football man?
No sense. It makes no sense. Like the context is, maybe that was his point. It was like, fans are going to listen. They're not going to look at this and be like, what is this? They're going to say, I know. There's more to this than meets the eye.
That's deep.
It's so good. But I think I fell in love with it in wintertime. Mm. And now forever, it's like a wintertime album for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fleet Fox is DSU, by the way.
Okay.
That's the album. So check it out.
Fleet Fox is more of a like fall winter band to me, too.
I think so, too. Like, yeah. Tiger Mountain Peasant Song.
Oh. So good when you're looking out your window.
All the leaves are falling and everything's dying.
There's mist. Oh, it's so good.
love it.
Yeah, that was a great show. And I remember the Bright Eyes song that I still want to hear, and I want them to end with it because I think it would be an amazing last song, is Road to Joy. I'm obsessed with that song.
So good.
And I believe there might be some swearing. Maybe. I don't remember. So I don't know if we can play it. Probably. But it is such a good song. You should listen to it. And I'm just going to put it out there so I can manifest it. I've seen them so...
they got to play it, and they have to play it last. Yeah. It doesn't count.
Yes, because I want it. It just feels like it's the perfect energy, in my opinion, to be the last song. And I will keep seeing them until I die or they die. And I will hear that song someday.
I believe it.
What are we going to play next?
Next, I was going to play a song for my little baby Charlie.
Charlie.
He's 5 months. He has no idea what's going on. But... this band and this song in particular has soothed him since he was like less than 2 weeks old, which means he's going to be so cool.
He's going to be so cool. He's already cool.
So this band is the Velvet Underground. And this song is I'll Be Your Mirror, which I think is so cute. Because ever since I heard this song, you just think like automatically it's about like, a girl admiring a boy, like romantically. But then I thought maybe it's about a mama admiring her son. Because the lyrics really feel like that.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So that just makes it even cuter. So here we're going to play I'll Be Your Mirror, my little baby's lullaby, and keep it locked.
Love you.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, a light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. Don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, let me be your eyes, the hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your head, I see you.
Fall out of it through a long new dream.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 Red Dragon Radio. That was Separator by Radiohead, and the song before that was The Hand by Annabelle Dinda. And we have things to say about both of those lovely songs. So The Hand is a song that I found on TikTok, and it's one of the very few new artists that I have added to my rotation as an adult, and something I found that maybe you can relate to if you are not a teen or a college student anymore, is that I feel like I got to a certain age in adulthood and then I stopped listening to any new music, and now all I listen to is basically songs that I listen to in middle school and high school and like show tunes, and I really don't add many new songs to my rotation. I don't know if it's because I'm having a midlife crisis or because I just don't have any more space in my brain for new things, but when there is a new artist that I like, it really means something to me. And this young lady is very talented. I sound so old. She,
I am her mother.
I would be so proud if I was her mother. She's so talented. She's one of those people that just, you know, plays the acoustic guitar on TikTok. And that song blew up. And now she's doing really cool things. And TikTok is a great thing and a curse all at the same time. But I love to see new artists being discovered.
But at the same... Okay, so this is crazy. I feel like this is just a part of getting older. I mean, because look at our parents.
True.
Love you so much. But my mom will, like, even with movies and stuff, she'll become obsessed with one. And she'll... We're going to watch that movie again tonight. And we're like, oh, okay, great. And, like, it's not a lot of new. And I feel like it's just a part of getting older, which is a weird phenomenon. Along with, like, time feeling like it moves faster, which is another, like, actual phenomenon. Which I hate.
I hate.
It's scary.
I'm scared.
But then also, like, isn't it weird how on TikTok, I don't know if this is just my algorithm, but it seems like every song that trends is, like, from when we were, like, coming up.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Like songs I would play right here on this radio station 12 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are, like, bumping. And I'm like, this is wild.
And, like, sometimes it's... Like Radiohead is one that we were just talking about. And
Let
I think,
down.
Yes. And I think sometimes it's because, I think with Radiohead, it was because the song Fake Plastic Trees was in Severance, right?
No. I think everybody put Severance clips to
okay,
Fake
thank you.
Plastic Trees.
Thank you. You're right.
And that's what did it.
I don't think it was actually in it.
But it should have been.
I know. And it became like associated with Severance because people would just make edits from that one crazy episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's... So it's just interesting how different like other pop culture things and like TV shows kind of tie into it. And more like... well, this was before our time. But Running Up That Hill when Stranger Things came out.
Mm-hmm.
That song just... exploded.
You know who shout out knew Kate Bush before Kate Bush was even Kate Bush?
Yes.
Nick Myers.
Nick Myers.
Shout out Nick Myers. DJ Milky.
DJ Milky's
90.9
cool.
in Albany.
Our cousin.
No, he was a Kate Bush head before Kate Bush. You know what I'm saying?
That's not surprising. He is like one of the coolest people. He's been cool since we were about 10, probably.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's been cool since the womb.
Cool from the womb. Yeah, it's weird. And then another song, Wolf Parade, I'll Believe in Anything. That was a song that was like one of two songs that were on my iPad or iPod. Big old honking iPod in high school.
I missed the big old honking iPod.
Because everything was... You don't hear?
I don't. I just, you know, I just got the headphones on and I just don't hear anything. And
well,
I
see you're talking on.
You see, I'm talking
on this here board.
You know, that's all that matters.
And that's
then.
All that counts.
That's all that matters. And
that's probably the cord is probably dangling.
That's actually probably so true.
Let's hope we're not just talking into the nothing.
And you know what? If we are, we can just have this whole conversation again, and it'll be even better than it was.
More authentic.
What are we playing next?
Next, we're going to play Here I Dreamt I Was an Architect by The Decemberists, which we were just reminiscing. This might be creepy, but it must have really stuck with me that, another shout out. Maybe I shouldn't.
Do it.
DJ that Kenny Jacobson that we trained on his show. He was like an indie guy. He's still, he just doesn't come to reunions.
I've not seen him here, but we remember.
he played the song on his show, and I was like, wow, this is a good song. And ever since, it's been on my playlist, you know?
That's cool. So if you're a DJ here, you never know
who's going to win a song.
Yeah. Yeah, we still think about it years later in
for
December.
For decades to come.
Yeah, they're a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enjoy. Keep it locked.
Love
you. We will see you later.
Bye.
Here I dreamt I was a soldier, and I marched the streets of Birkenau. And I recall in spring the perfume that the air would bring to the indolent town, where the barkers called the moon down. The carnival was ringing loudly now. And just to lay with you, there's nothing that I wouldn't do save lay my rifle down. Try one, try two, I guess it always comes down to, all right, it's okay, guess it's better to turn. From the outside world, but the angles and the corners, even though my work is unparalleled, they never seem to mean the structure fell about our feet and we were free to go. It always comes down to, all right, okay, guess it's better to turn this way. My marionettes, countess and courtesan, have fallen neath my tender hand when their husbands were not around. But you, my soiled teenage girlfriend, while you furrow like a lioness, and we are vagabonds, we travel without seatbelts on to live there. Try one, try two, I guess it always comes down to, all right, it's okay, I guess it's better to turn this, but I won, so you lose, guess it. It's better to turn this way. One more week till I properly function again.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the Onset. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness. Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align, because when we